I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, online with Lori Cedillo, who has lived in Russia, in Moscow, for about 6 years, and has some great trips, great tips for people who are planning to visit, or maybe even who might want to live in Russia. Lori, tell us, what are some of the more rewarding aspects of living in Russia?
I think one of the most rewarding aspects is being able to go to so many cultural functions at very little expense. You can easily get tickets to very high-quality symphonies, the ballet, the opera. It's wonderful. Anyone who goes there, you should definitely look into that, because it's just great. It's very inexpensive. It's not like going to Carnegie Hall or Radio City Music Hall, where you have to, or an opera here, which may cost you $100 or $150. You can get really good seats to just about any of the cultural events that I just named for the equivalent of a few dollars, literally. Although if you go, one tip, make sure you get there on time, because there's a bell. It's a very militaristic kind of setup. There's a bell that rings, and once the bell rings, the babushka standing at the door, who's usually about the size of a tank, will not let you in. No matter what you say, that door will slam shut in your face, to make sure you get there early. Otherwise, you're not going to go. You're not going to get in.
What about sporting events?
I actually never went to any sporting events. I couldn't really give any tips on that, although I would follow the same rule in terms of getting there early, because there's usually some type of a bell or something. It's not like here where you can just sneak in late and just kind of tiptoe down the aisle and sit down and hope no one gets annoyed that you're late. It's not like that.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. Will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Community Bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. Known for its lush vegetation and perfect holiday weather, St. Lucia also plays host to some world-class festivals. Melanie Refis is with us today to give us the lowdown on the Caribbean's most prestigious jazz festival.
That's right, Stephen. The hottest music event of the year is held every May down there in St. Lucia. It's the island's premier tourist event, and they get up to about 10,000 people from all over the world coming to hear all kinds of jazz. And as we're listening to some calypso tunes now, we'll hear a lot of that in the jazz festival, but it's really jazz and R&B, which is really great. They've had all kinds of legends down there. They've had Buddy Guy and Barry White, if you can believe it, Smokey Robinson play down there. And what's really great about the St. Lucia Jazz Festival is that the venues are outside. So you really get to hear the music looking at the incredibly beautiful St. Lucia sky, the Caribbean sky, and feel those warm breezes. And the whole island is really in a party mode. It's quite great to see, actually, the restaurant owners and the moms and pops on the corner cooking the jerk chicken, and the record stores are blaring music. Ticket prices are pretty inexpensive, and they've got a whole lot of free concerts as well. So anyone into music, calypso, jazz, R&B, anything, head right down to St. Lucia in the late spring around May, and you'll really, really have a great time, full of music, full of hot tropical palm trees and air, and you'll just come away a happy camper.
The Caribbean culture comes alive in St. Lucia. For more information, call 1-888-4-ST-LUCIA on the internet at www.stlucia.org. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been an Ascor Marketing production.